This is KUOW 94.9 Seattle. I'm Emily Fox. Labor Day is almost here, and in Seattle, that means a weekend filled with the sounds and tunes from hundreds of artists for the annual Bumbershoot Music Festival. This year's headliners include Pretty Lights, Andrew Bird, we were all basically alone, and Washington locals Death Cab for Cutie.
I'll follow you into the dark.
And, of course, Macklemore. But there are also lots of other artists you might not have heard of, including Seattle's own Eric Blood. Eric Blood grew up in Tacoma. He's gay. He came out when he was 16 and moved to Seattle a few years later. He released his first album in 2009 that touches on issues the LGBT community was facing around that time.
I thought the city would be safe for us. Oh, darling, tell me if I'm asking way too much to find a leader who'll stand up for us.
Blood says this song is written at a time when gay people didn't feel very safe in America.
We were just getting over George W. Bush and the public attitude towards homosexuals in general in America was one of indifference, and particularly an indifference to violence on the streets and in the workplace. It was like, still wasn't a comfortable time for me to walk down the street with my boyfriend holding hands.
In his first album, Blood also wrote about leaving America, dreaming about a place where he could hold hands with his boyfriend in public. Blood says the U.S. has made some big changes for LGBT rights since he wrote these songs nearly a decade ago, like legalizing gay marriage or Seattle banning conversion therapy for LGBT youth. But he says we still have a ways to go in terms of our overall attitude towards the LGBT community. He says back in the mid-2000s in Seattle,
we'd watch friends get beat up on their way home from hanging out, like, and that's, sadly, that's happening again.
Like when a transgender activist was beaten in Capitol Hill this summer after attending a fundraiser for victims of the Orlando shootings at a gay nightclub.
Trans women and gay kids getting beat up at night on the street in the neighborhood that they live in, which is just not cool. It's, again, like coming back to the feeling I had when I wrote that song. It's just frustrating.
Blood's latest album, called Lost in Slow Motion, was released earlier this year. It sounds a lot different than his first album, much more atmospheric. He says this album was inspired by a 10-year relationship that recently came to an end. What do you want people to get out of your music?
I want them to dream better. I want them to just feel good. I want the times in their life when they have it on for any sort of trouble in their mind to kind of fade out and just let it be something soothing.
Eric Blood will perform at Seattle's Bumbershoot Music Festival this Sunday at 5:30. For KUOW, I'm Emily Fox.